Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. Where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, David's playing chess right now. And I think I just now finally got signal on my phone, so I'm going to go ahead and play our disclaimer. See if I can load it and play it. Because you'll see it in the show notes. Disclaimer.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / for entertainment purposes only. Our opinions are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not encouraging you to overthrow any tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises or anything of that matter. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Pray on others as you would want them to pray on you. Love others as you would want them to love you. 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, cure, or treat any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
I like the last part. It's funny. Anyway, yeah, the animal part might need some explaining. Basically, a lot of the laws that are written are written regarding man and other animals. So basically, they are calling us animals, and therefore they have dominion over us, because the Bible says that man has dominion over the animals. Well, if we are animals, then the government, or whoever's writing the law, has dominion over us. If we're not animals, then they do not have dominion over us. So their laws are written for man or other animals. So, yeah, we're not animals. We are endowed in God's image. I got text messages. A friend made deer soup. Sent me a picture. So I'm sending him a thumbs up. Deer! Yeah, we ran into a bunch of deer on the way here. Interesting. Yeah. Deer. We had some deer crossing the road on the way here. Come over here to borrow some tools so I can finish my sign. We're going to be trying to sell some food this year. And yeah, got to put up a sign so people know where we are. Anyway, basically, you get to Stockton, you can find us at 9135 South Missouri 39 Highway. Or north. Anyway, we're 5 miles north of Stockton. And the farm is the DD&D Off-Grid Organic Farm and Retreat. Right now, we just have cats and goats. But next year, we plan to have either miniature deer, miniature cattle, hair sheep, actually not hair sheep, shedding sheep, or coon. We haven't decided what order we're going to get them in yet, but yeah, we're going to add one of those four to our stock next year. And sometime this year, we are going to get geese. So we can start slicking our ponds. I got another tech. So, yeah, we were supposed to do a birthday party today, but our friend ended up going to the hospital. What a crappy birthday present. or you know what I mean. So, I need to check on her and see how she's doing. Debbie... I was wanting to swing by her place and check on her tonight, but I forgot we had our podcast. So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, pray for Debbie if you're listening anytime soon. I'm so tired. I hope David comes out here soon to help keep me awake. We're borrowing some tools so that we can finish the job tonight. I'd like to finish tonight so I can bring the tools back in the morning. And on my way home, because I am wanting to head out tomorrow, head back to Kansas City. Been home almost a week. quit my job driving truck. About 2.5-3 weeks ago. And I've basically been living on my savings. And I need to get back to work so I don't gotta use up all my money. I still have about half of my savings left. I obviously don't have 6 months worth of savings saved up, but I have about a month's worth of savings saved up. So that's better than nothing. And once I get up in child support, then I can start maybe setting up a larger emergency fund. But I also plan on putting more money into my IRA. You definitely want to have a retirement plan or, you know, some sort of emergency fund because, you know, you can't rely on anybody else. You have to make sure you set it up in a way that is protected because so many criminals out there trying to steal your money. We got criminals in government, and then we have everyday criminals. And the criminals in government let the everyday criminals get away with it. So that they have job security. So, yeah. It sucks. You know, it's hard to protect yourself from criminals. But basically, the DD&D off-grid organic farm and retreat is one of my retirement plans. And, of course, I have an IRA. And I do aromatherapy. That's going to be another retirement plan. Because even if I am too old to farm, I'm not too old to do aromatherapy. So, yeah. I'll probably have me a little herb shop or essential oil shop. And then, of course, there's Social Security, which by the time I retire, there won't be much of that left, I'm sure. But hopefully I won't need it. So once I get done paying child support, I'm going to put more money into my IRA. And I'll have more money to put into the farm. But we're going to start growing food this year. Well, we actually started growing food last year, but wasn't that successful. So we're trying again this year. We don't have a greenhouse. We don't have refrigeration. We're actually, the Amish got it better than we do. We don't even have running water. But we're making it work. We're digging swales. We're going to dig swales. And we're trying to trap water in ponds. There's three pre-existing ponds on the land, if not four. And none of them hold water. And then the other pond is on our neighbor's land. And it doesn't hold water either. He just got done fixing it, but we need geese in order to glee it, and geese and other animals. So, yeah, it's funny. Whenever Jeff Dietrich, or as we call him, the Trick, he was complaining about the pond, and he drained it because it had cow poo in it. And so he had the backhoe dig a hole through the berm to drain all the water because the pond was full of cow poo. That's the only way a pond holds water, basically. Either clay, you got to have a special kind of clay, and or animal poo. So, yeah, anyway. Digging the pond out was not necessarily, draining the pond was not necessarily a bad idea. You should have drained it, had the backhoe, dig up all that poo, and put it on his garden. But he doesn't grow any food. He mooches off everybody to basically live up, he lives off of everybody else. So, he mooches off of other people. He mooches off the government. He gets—I don't know. He's scammed over $100,000 out of people for this stupid project that he's doing, and he hasn't done anything. And then he's on welfare and all this other stuff. So it's like he's scamming the government too. But nonetheless, he should have dug all that poo out and put more animals in there. So that when it fills back up with water, you can re-glue it, and the pond will hold water. But he's an idiot. But digging a hole through the berm is not necessarily a bad idea or a bad thing, because when or if I ever take over the property, we're going to put in a swell. I forgot what that called. A muck. We'll put in a muck, and in that way we can drain the pond anytime we want. And we'll raise fish in there. But during the pawn, whenever it gets too, you know, too deep, and dig out some of the poo and put it on the garden and re-glee it, and, you know, make it, you know, whenever it gets too shallow, basically, you want to dig it out. But, yeah, so we got to fix all the ponds on our land, too, because they all blew out. I still own part of that other land, but only like 10%. So, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that property. Right now, I'm just using it for clay and rock. But I have access to rock other places, so I'm getting the rocks from other places right now. But I know I just talked to somebody yesterday, Cloud Piler. You should check out his website. Just Google the Nimina. That's his Native American church. And, or Nimina church. And, or just go to davidandavid.com. I've got the link there under community. Just scroll down to the drop-down, or go to the drop-down menu and click on Nimina, and it'll take you where, it'll take you there. But anyways, so, I actually need to fix that, because now I'm networking with two Native American churches in the area. And so I'll probably change that in the future to Native American Church, and then put both of their links and information in another drop-down menu under that drop-down menu or whatever. So, yeah, I'm not sure where I'll put it, because we also have our own church, the other Tarian church, which is basically going to be very similar to the Native American church. And we're actually going to be joining their churches. So the Native American church, or two of the Native American churches, will be incorporated into our church. So, and if you just go to othercarrion.com, and you'll see our blurb on basically our church or our religion. We call ourselves Othercarrions because, you know, a lot of times when you go to social networks, state lines, whatnot, they ask you for your religion. And 9 times out of 10, David Ray and I both will pick either Christian other, spiritual but not religious, or just other. So we started calling ourselves Othercarrions. I'm not sure who came up with it first, David or I, but we kind of came up with it together. And so I went out and bought the domain name, Othercarrion.com. So that's our thing. Anyways, ponds, gleaning ponds, animals. So we got goats, we got cats, and that's it right now. But we're going to get some geese this year, and because we lost all of our geese on Dietrich's land. Oh, actually, it's my land, too. On PNS, we call it PNS, Parties in a Scam Contract. So the original name is Parties in a Land Contract, LLC. But there's only two members of the LLC, and the LLC does not own the land, nor is there any paperwork connecting the LLC to the land. The LLC is only connected to two members who own 10% of the land each, or actually it's more like 9%. So together, collectively, they own 18% of the land. So to collectively, the LLC only owns 18% of the land. But only the two of them are in this LLC. But he uses this LLC to threaten everybody else. And he says that I have a contract with the LLC when I don't. But anyway, while we were on that land, his dog basically killed David Ray's geese. So we got to get new geese. He killed the geese, killed half the chickens and some of the goats. And so we basically had to move because the trick was threatening to kill the rest of our animals and destroy our property, even though I'm an owner. And so just to save face and to protect our assets, we moved off the land. And I let him have free reign of the land for like 2 years while I was regrouping and trying to figure out what I was going to do. So I bought into this new land, and now I go over there whenever I want and collect clay and rock, hedge, or whatever, you know, might be growing wild on the land that we might want. Because there are, in August and September, give or take, passion fruit. There is passion fruit growing on the land. So we go over there and pick those. I have not successfully been able to get them to grow on my land. I brought a whole bunch of passion fruit seeds from California, some delicious passion fruit. They never grew. So, I don't know. So, maybe this year I'll try to get some more to grow. Come August, maybe, I'll go over there and pick some passion fruit and put it different places on the property and see if I can get it to grow next year. In the meantime, I'll probably get some seeds this year and try to get it to grow again. But, yeah. So, yeah, we go over there, we collect clay, rock, hedge, whatever else is growing wild there that we can use on our land or for personal use. I can't really think of anything else. We used to go there for blackberries, but we got plenty of blackberries on our own land, and now we're going to grow our own primatine blackberries, which are thornless blackberries, which is awesome. So, what was taking so long with that chess game? But anyway, yeah. Now I got some more text messages. Two of them. Yeah. Come on, I'm trying to get my smiley faces to work. Thank you. So, yeah. So we got goats, we got cats. We're going to try to get some weeder geese this year. They'll help us keep some of our weeds down, and they only eat certain weeds. Hopefully they don't eat the ones we want, because, you know, we want electric weed and stuff like that. But, yeah, they basically only typically eat weeds and bugs. Bugs and weeds. So that's cool. And probably fish, too, because, you know, when we get critters in our pond, they'll probably eat some of those as well. But, yeah, we're definitely going to get geese this year. And once we get the ponds to hold water, then we'll get some ducks. So, yeah, we got a lot of things we want to do. We also need to get a couple of dogs to help protect our cats and our geese and our chickens and our goats. Basically, protect our livestock. So, yeah. Coon dog. I like coon dogs. But as far as goat dogs, I've got that on our website, too. We probably don't really need a sheep dog because our pen areas are going to be so small. You know, we're not going to be having our sheep out in a big, gigantic, open field. Although that would be, you know, convenient and nice, maybe, but they're basically going to have, they're going to have about 1 acre plot that they can run around on. Which, ideally, we would have bigger, but we don't have that option, really. So as far as dogs go, we were looking at getting either an Anatolian, Akbash, or Great Pyrenees. Here comes David. But I found out that we do not want Anatolians because they love to eat chicken. So I need to go to the website and remove that from the website. Here comes David. Here comes David Ray.
Hello, Flutcasters. Sorry I'm late.
You're always late.
It took me half an hour to get beaten at chess. Okay, we got two fully charged batteries, three fully charged batteries.
Cool.
Are you trying to call us all?
No, I didn't even look. All right, we're going to go work on our sign tonight so I can bring those back tomorrow. Basically, I put two legs on the sign, and I needed three. So, that way we can, we got a 4x8 sign, but I want to have a 4x4 section beneath the 4x8, so we can put smaller signs on there, like contact information. I think I have a wood one on my saw saw, but my battery's dead on my saw saw. Yeah, we don't have any utilities on the land yet, so I used to charge everything in my big truck, but I'm not driving truck anymore. I'm working for a roofing, siding, and guttering company out of Kansas City. And hopefully, if everything goes well, they will be branching out, expanding to the Springfield, Missouri area. And when they do, I'm going to transfer to Springfield, Missouri, and hopefully maybe work the Bolivar area and be home almost every day, if not every day.
Yeah, we'll bring it back tomorrow.
Somebody else borrowed it and gave it back to, gave it to us to give to you, and we keep forgetting.
I don't think he heard you. Well, somebody else
gave it to us. Oh, yeah, that's who it was, Lori and Mike. Thank you. never did it.
All right.
You mean it's blue, red, and black?
He can't hear you.
He's deaf in one ear, can't hear out the other.
Can't see out the other.
Right. That's
shit. Oh, my foot feels wet.
How can you tell you got your wet foot?
Because the top of my boot is wet. I'm all condensed. Fluid. Which one of these is mine?
That one.
The one that's doing the podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you have to take a screenshot of that. I want a screenshot of that. That's cool.
Oh, all the folders?
Yeah, the way you get that all set up. I'm not that technical. I just have my basic folders. Like, I got that one. It's got a bunch of stuff in it.
Well,
this one did.
Okay, what are you talking about is on Androids, you can make folders and put things in them? And I have like a million apps.
I don't know how you have a million apps on your phone. I get like 10 and my phone's like, ah, I can't cooperate.
Well, okay, here.
Fatal error.
Let's count the pages. All right, that page is full. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, there's 20 on a page. Okay, so page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. And the seventh page only has 12 on it.
Oh, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages. So mine aren't all fully loaded. They're only half loaded.
Yeah. Okay. And so, now some of those apps, they kind of act in the background, but what in the world? Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. That was a golf game. Could have had a flag in the middle of the field. Anyway.
Did you talk to the king about the gate?
I did not, but we can.